You have the challenge of finding yourself in an uncertain time. And this is something rather unique. You have not had the experience of the kinds of pressures that are living around you now. And you have had some things, shall we say, to hold on to that allow you to maintain your knowledge of your own identity. And in the time that you're in, there is some tendency to have the identity slip away, which we completely understand. But as you stay in touch with yourself and your center, you will find that you are aligning more with the universe, and you are reaching out less to other points of identity than you have before. We want to tell you that this is a very wise thing. It is good that you are people of the spirit to begin with, because then you know that there are greater things going on than whatever is going on in the world around you. It is one of the things that protects you, is that knowledge that the greater things are not visible to you now, and are actually not visible in the world at this particular time, although they will be later on. We want to remind you of what we are going to call the general lesson, and that is that while you are holding light, you are being an influence over more than you know. One being involved in light is more powerful than literally thousands of people who are living in, shall we say, lower vibrations. This is one of the reasons why there is some hope in the world, because the more of you who hold light, the requirement is actually about 1%. If 1% of you are holding a higher light, the planet then can go on and can expand and can develop and do what it was intended to do. Now that is very hard to remember when you are looking at the chaos. But we want to remind you that, how would you say, mathematically it is not what it looks like. It is not many thousands of people who are barely on a consciousness scale being more powerful. They actually are not. The few who are vibrating at a higher level and are operating in light have much more power to affect the planet. A difficult thing to remember, we know, but we're reminding you of it so that you will be, as you are now, faithful to your own light, but also knowledgeable about how much power there is in your light. So, let us begin to breathe together. Feel the energy of peace all around you and breathe in that peace. Exhale fear. Feel a cleansing energy from the earth come up into your body, washing the root free of any limitation it might be holding about your life. Feel it come up and wash away the shame and judgment that might have caught in the second center, and all of the old patterns that might come with that. Feel the cleansing energy come into the solar plexus and allow it to wash away the emotions you do not wish to hold. Feel the cleansing energy come into your heart and wash the heart center and nourish the garden that you have planted in your heart. And feel the cleansing energy come up into your throat and allow the cleansing energy to wash your communication center free of any self-judgment, any harshness that you might be communicating to yourself. Feel that washed away. Feel the cleansing energy come into your third eye and let it wash the third eye so that you are directly empowered with your intuitive knowledge and communication. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and out through your crown, leaving the crown open to the blessings of the universe. And allow your energy to move up through your crown, into the night sky. Moving upward and seeing the beauties of the boundless creation in the sky and beyond the sky. All the lights, and know that you are one of them. See a path become silver and bright, and move to the path to which you are drawn, and begin to let the path move you upward. And find that gates open for you, and you walk into your own space, and you are in a place where you can meet your teacher and spend this time with your teacher. when you've spoken with your teacher. Receive a gift from your teacher. Thank your teacher for being here. And receive the teacher's blessing. Come back down the path, breathing in all that is here for you, taking it in for your own good. Come into the night sky and move about in the freedom as you are drawn. Down the path to the space above your circle in the room, and as a gift, find a message for those who sit here with you. found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.